Well, a small boy came to the Aikens bungalow when Jane was alone late yesterday afternoon, and saying he was Daniel Boone, famished from being out on the trail hunting Indians, asked Jane for food and shelter. He was never going back home, he said, and Jane agreed to let him live in their basement, cautioning him to be very quiet when Mr. Race got home. It's the evening of the next day, and we find Mr. Race at his evening paper. Jane, worried and nervous, sits quietly by. Listen.
Well, this is getting serious. The story here in the paper about that kid up the street disappearing. When I saw that crowd there on my way home last night, I thought they were making a big fuss over nothing. I thought maybe the kid wandered off to a picture show or something, and the parents were getting hysterical. But, well, this story here says there's no trace of him yet. Waldemar Jeffries. Waldemar. With that name, he's not lost. He's probably hiding.
Dear.
What?
I think I better tell you something.
About what?
About a boy disappearing.
About this? You know something about this Jeffries kid?
No, this is about a boy named Danny.
What boy named Danny?
I don't know what boy or whose boy or anything, but last night, before you came home, a little boy came to the door and said he wanted something to eat.
A little boy came here
well,
and...
Well, let me tell you.
Well, what did he look like?
Well, he was so dirty looking, I couldn't tell what he looked like underneath.
Oh, I mean about how old was he?
Well, about 10 or 11, I guess, and he was the cutest boy. He kept saying nobody understood him, and he said he was never going back home, and I said, well, where are you going to sleep? And he kept saying, under the stars, and I
well, wait a minute, where is this kid? Do you know where he went?
I'm coming to it, and I saw that he was too little to be sleeping outside, so what could I do?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask this question. What could you do?
Well, I let him sleep here.
You let him sleep here? Where? I didn't...
Not up here.
Not up here? Where? What are you talking about?
Oh, I knew you were going to get mad.
Jane, listen. What did you say this boy's name was?
Danny. And he said he was out catching tigers and things like that, and Indians.
Tigers and Indians?
That's just what I said. I said tigers and Indians. Well, I could see how little he was, and I knew he'd be afraid of anything like
what
that.
What was this? Jane, please tell me. Where is this kid?
Well, I couldn't let him sleep outside. Something might happen to him.
For what? Where did you let him?
In the basement.
In the basement? You mean the kid is in our...
Oh, I couldn't help it, dear. I wanted to call up his mother. I tried to today. I looked up all the people named Boone. But nobody...
Boone?
Yes, that's his name. Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone. Where is this? Wait a minute. I've got to take hold of myself. Oh, you've done it again.
Done what?
I don't know. I'm hoping against hope that it is... Let me see this boy. Is he in the basement now?
Yes, he's down
there. Wait a minute. I've got to think fast. How do I get into things like this? He was here last night.
Yes.
And all today.
Uh-huh.
And all the while, these people up the street have been going mad looking
but... his name is Danny.
Oh, Danny nothing. I'm willing to bet anything. Imagine keeping a boy locked up in a basement all this...
Oh, he's not locked up. I wanted to lock the door so he wouldn't be afraid. But he said he's not afraid. He was going to hunt tigers and lions and things like that.
Sal!
What's that?
It's Danny.
Oh, my head.
Well, what's happening to him?
Sal! Danny, what's the matter?
A mouse down there! There's a mouse down there!
A mouse? A big one!
Oh, so this is the tiger hunter.
Oh, excuse me. Dear, this is Danny. Mr. Boone, this is Mr. Ace.
I'm happy to...
I pulled out my trusty tomahawk, and I tried again.
Yes, we know. Who are you?
I'm Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
Yes, I just introduced you to him. Isn't he cute? He's much cleaner now than he was at first. Danny, look at that big hole in your stocking.
I was climbing over the horses and I had to slide down.
The what?
Oh, maybe you better leave Mr. Boone to me.
I'm hungry, too.
Yes, suppose you get Mr. Boone something to eat.
All right, I was going to bring you something downstairs after a while, but you...
Go ahead, Jane. I want to have a talk with this young man.
Yes, you stay here and talk to Uncle Ace, Danny.
I want to go with you. Nobody understands me.
No, you stay here.
Yes, you stay here. I understand you.
Yes, he understands you. Go ahead and talk to him, dear. I'll get you a nice hot dinner, Danny.
I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to make it short. Look here, Waldemar. Oh, don't look so surprised. You see this picture here in tonight's paper? Well, you won't look, huh? Well, it's you, and you're going back home as soon as you feed that face of yours.
I'm never going back
there. Oh, yes, you are. If I have to drag you there, come here.
You let go, man.
I will not. You're not going to get away from me. I'm taking you home in 10 minutes.
Oh, yes? Well, I'll tell him how she grabbed me and locked me up in that basement down there.
You what?
Yes. And if it wasn't for my trusty tummy, look, I'd have been killed. Yes, and I'll tell him about that big mouse you got down there.
Just a minute
now. And how you wouldn't give me anything to eat till I had a beggar for
it. Now, take it easy, old boy. I was just kidding. I mean, we can talk this over.
They're not going to take me back there. They don't understand
me. Sure they don't. I was just kidding. I mean, let's sit down and sit down, Danny, and wait for this big supper she's getting for tonight. Now, that's more like it, that's right? Comfortable? Can I do anything for you?
Well, you can tell me a story.
A story, sure. Let me see.
Make it about a lion.
About a lion. Well, let me... Oh, yes, there was... Well, once there was a lion hunter in a jungle walking along looking for lions.
Yes.
And as he walked along his jungle path, he came to a clearing in the jungle, and there right before him stood a great, big, ferocious lion.
Yes.
Well, before the hunter could lift his gun, the lion made a leap at him, but he overleaped the man, just jumped right over his head.
Yes?
Well, the man turned quickly and expected the lion to turn right on him again and leap for him again, but to his surprise, he saw the lion just run off into the jungle without even a backward look at the man.
The lion ran away?
Yes, and later that night, the man returning happened to look over at one of the side paths, and there he saw this same lion practicing short jumps.
Well,
that's all there is to that story.
Oh, I don't want to hear about those sissy lions.
Sissy lions.
I want to hear about real lions. Oh, well, there you are, Danny. You can eat right in here. Now, move over to this table and sit up close so you won't get it all over the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he cute, dear?
Oh, yeah, he's a
dog. Go away. Tell me another story. Yes, dear. Tell another story while he's eating.
Oh, this is no time for stories. My mind's in an uproar. I've got to do something. Listen, Jane, do you know what this is?
Okay. And I'll tell him how she locked me up.
Well, go ahead. Eat your dinner, my little man.
Yes, he said you were hungry. Now eat all those vegetables and everything. I don't want all that stuff. I want some more of that cake, that's all.
But you can't have any more cake. That's all you ate since you've been here.
I want cake and that's all.
But you'll get sick if you eat just cake. Oh, dear, make him eat cake.
I can't make him do it. Look, young fella, you like stories. Let me make you see it this way. You can't have any more cake. It's forbidden fruit. And you heard the story about the big snake in the Garden of Eden?
Snake?
Yeah.
No, tell me that one.
Well, start eating your dinner and I'll tell you.
All right.
Go ahead, that's it. Well, there was this big garden with a big tree that had apples. An apple tree, I mean. Well, there were two people in the garden, Adam and Eve, and they were told they mustn't eat the apples. Well, they didn't eat the apples until one day a snake came along and said, "Why don't you eat those apples?" And they knew they shouldn't have, but they listened to this snake and ate them.
Yeah, how can you make up stories like that to tell a little boy?
Make up stories?
Those are the things you make up to tell children. You don't know how to teach them. Don't listen to them, Danny.
I want to hear some stories.
Well, listen, this has gone far enough. I've got to do something.
What's the matter, dear?
Any's the matter, thanks to you. A fine jam you've got. Where are you going? No, you don't. Sit down here.
Are you going to tell me a story or not?
All right, I'll tell you a story. Let me think this over. What is this I've gotten into now?
Well, what's gotten into you, dear?
Let him eat. I wish he would.
Well, how about it?
Yes, I'm coming to it. Story, let me see. Wait, maybe I can read you some exciting story. How'll that be?
All right.
Yes, I'll read you something. Go on eating.
Yes, go on, Danny. Don't you like that too?
I guess so.
Dear, don't stare at him like that while he's eating.
What?
Don't keep staring at him like that.
What time is Mars coming home?
What?
Listen, will you? I'm trying to talk to you so you won't hear.
What do you mean?
What time is MARGECOMINGHOME?
Oh, it's too fast. I didn't know.
What time is Mark coming home? Isn't he gone? Very.
Is that a nice thing to say?
Who's Mark?
None of your business.
Oh, yes? I'll tell him how you both like me.
Will you please eat your dinner and stop talking so much?
Dear, don't holler at him like that. Look how nice he is.
Yes, you look.
Well, how about the story?
What?
Yes, the story you said you were going to read to him. Now, moving like that other one you made up, reading something nice out of the paper.
Yes, I will. Here it is. Well, this is a story about a little boy who wanted to hunt lions and tigers and Indians.
How old?
How old the Indians were?
No, the boy.
About your age. 11, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, 11. I see it right here. Well, he decided to go out and hunt them, but he didn't tell anybody at home he was going out to hunt them. Didn't tell anybody, not even his mother or his father. Well, he went out and he hunted them all day, and he didn't come back. Well, of course, everybody at home was worried about him. At first, they thought he'd be back for dinner. Then when he wasn't, they got more worried. And then when he didn't come home all night, well, they didn't know what to do. They were frantic.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, yes, you do. They were very nervous about him, wondering where he was. And his mother, well, she just got hysterical. She just imagined the worst thing in the world had happened to him.
I don't like that story.
You're going to like it. His mother finally just broke down. They had to call a doctor.
Stop it. I don't want to.
And the doctor said there was nothing he could do. There was nothing anybody could do. Only the little boy if he'd come back
home. Oh, dear, you're scaring
me. You stay out of this. And his mother got worse and worse. And they could hear her hollering for her boy to come back. And the father was helpless to do anything. He tried to console the mother and tell her the little boy would come back. But she kept saying she knew she'd never see him again.
I want to go home.
Thank heaven for that.
You want to go home? You said you never
wanted. You stay out of this.
I'll
take you home, but you're going on one condition. You're going to tell the truth of what happened. You understand?
Oh, I see my mother.
You'll see her, all right.
Well, dear, where are you going with him? You don't even know where he lives.
Oh, don't I? Do you know who this kid is? He's that Jeffries boy that's been missing for 2 days.
Jeffries? Why, his name's Daniel
Jones. His name's Waldemar Jeffries, and he ran away from home because he couldn't adapt himself to the life his mother and father picked out for him, a life of going to school and obeying his parents. Well, he'll adapt himself now, all right.
But why can't we?
What?
Why can't we adapt him?
Adapt?
I can't let him go now.
I'll say you're going to.
And so Daniel Boone, alias Waldemar Jeffries, goes home to his parents. But his short visit at the Aces will have a decided influence on Jane, as we shall learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.